Welcome to Dear Becca's Thoughts, the ultimate guide to navigating the twists and turns of love and relationships. I am your host, Dear Becca, and each episode we'll explore the complexities of modern romance, share expert insights, and dish out practical advice. Whether you're single, in a relationship, or just curious about the matters of the heart, this podcast is your safe space for all things love. Let's embark on this journey of connection, growth, and understanding together. Hi there. I'm sure by now, Risa Tisa's story has gotten to you somehow. It's a really viral story on TikTok. Okay, you know what? Let me back up. For those that do not know what I'm talking about, Risa Tisa shared a 50-part story on TikTok about how her husband lied to her, and the lies he told, the social security number was a lie, the family members he was talking about did not either exist, they've been long dead, or they're just not talking to him. He had a fake job that did not exist. He had, you know, it was so many lies that he told her. And honestly, the way she told the story, it was quite mentally draining for me as a listener. Risa Tisa is a really good storyteller. I'm going to give that to her. I like her pace. I like the fact that she was level-headed telling the story. She was not emotional. She wasn't breaking down. Risa Tisa, big ups to you, girl. You did good. However, what is my take on Risa Tisa's story? When it comes to the wildest relationship, you know, stories I have heard or watched in documentaries, thanks to Netflix, honestly, Risa Tisa's story is the least on my, you know, is the least ranked on my list. I'm not gonna lie, it's the lowest ranked on my list. Let me put it that way. Because I've seen wild stories. I'm Nigerian. I've seen how men scam women, how they do it brilliantly. I have seen, even in the Netflix documentary, the wildest one was the one that got women to use their name to borrow money on credit cards, and then they gave it to this guy. And this guy walked, you know, scot-free at the end of it. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. And then another wild story I've heard was a woman that thought, okay, her marriage was good, 20 years of marriage, only to find out that her husband had a side chick for a couple of years. And she found out when she went to the airport to pick him up. That's another story. If you want to get, you know, some depth about that, I'm happy to narrate the story to you. I'm privy to a lot of relationship stories and what have you, because of course this is what I talk about all the time. However, when it comes to Risa Tisa's story, yes, she's trending. Yes, her story is sad. But for the level of attention that it's getting, I think it's more because she's a good storyteller, not because the story itself was that good. And I'm going to break it down bit by bit so that you can see why I have not that much, you know, energy coming from that story. She had a dream as a child. We all have dreams as children, but when we become adults, we fact check ourselves and see, are these dreams actually viable, or is it time to make amends? Risa had a dream to live in a nice house when she's pregnant, when she has her own family. Risa had a dream to have a BMW. One of her biggest dreams was to, you know, take a trip to London. As a child, she's always had that dream. However, when she grew up, she had a job that could not fund that particular lifestyle. So what did she do? She kept the dream alive. There's nothing wrong in doing that. It's called being positive. But while we are positive, we should always work towards our dream. If we know that it's not achievable, we change the dream or we work harder. I said what I said. So now, back to Risa. Risa had a dream as a child, right? Then this man comes into her life. she met him on a dating website, and within 2 months of meeting this person, COVID happened, and then they started living together. Less than 2 months, because by the third month, she was already pregnant for this guy. So when she got pregnant for this guy, they lived together. This guy was paying the utility bills, always paying, but he never paid her car note. He never paid the rent. They were living in her house. She was living in a 3-bedroom house in an affordable side of town, from her story. The story was so long, honestly, I had to take a break, because I said it's been dragged along too much. So I'm just trying to give you a summary while I give you my own take on it. Okay. Risa is more... Let me continue with the summary I was giving to you. So, in less than 6 months of meeting this guy, Risa, they got married. Unfortunately, Risa lost a pregnancy. Okay? The baby did not make it. It was a tough time for her. And I think maybe because of the loss, it kind of started awakening her somehow. I don't really know. Because there were some parts I just had to skip the videos. I said, this is too much, you know, prolonged storytelling. So, she later found out that he might be lying. Okay, so they were trying to buy a house. Not once, not twice. I'm a realtor. Honestly, when she got to the part where the realtors were asking her husband, Legion, to provide proof of funds. Proof of funds is a document that is like an account statement that shows that you have money in your account to be able to purchase a home. So when they asked him for proof of funds and he was not going to give it, automatically I knew that guy was a fraud. Maybe it's because I'm a real estate agent myself, I don't know, but it was obvious. And at that point I told my husband, because I was watching the story with my husband, I told my husband, I said, this guy is very intelligent. I would not be surprised if he's Nigerian, because everything Risa said in the videos was more something like that was taken from a Nigerian scammer playbook, because I have seen them before many, many times. I'm very quite vast when it comes to some tricks that Nigerians use to scam other people. So I was telling my husband, this guy has to be Nigerian because this game is too clean. It's too common. I don't know how she fell for it. Anyways, back to Risa. So when it was time to buy the house, they couldn't because he would not give them proof of funds. And then one of the realtors, I think that was the last realtor, they've been through like 2 or 3 realtors, I'm not even sure at this point. So the last realtor told Risa that there's something wrong if this man would not give us proof of funds, because in real estate, if we don't see proof of funds, we're not going to show you a property. You know, so that was another thing that got to Risa, and Risa was thinking, maybe he doesn't have money to buy a house. But in front of her, he had spent $200,000, I'm not sure at this point, to buy items for the house, refrigerator, couch, dining set, all those things. He had like in front of her, he swiped a card to pay for the furniture and all those things, right? My thing is, even though Risa already said she had her own, you know, fault in the beginning of the video, she saw all the red flags and she ignored it, you know, even though she saw that. But my thing is, if a man has $300,000 to buy furniture for a new house, why is that man not paying rent in your house? How do you believe a man that's not paying your rent, that is living in your house? You never went to his house to see where he was living. You never went to his job. You've never met his colleagues. But that guy swiped a card for $300,000 for furniture and you believed it. That for me is weird. I'm not gonna lie. So now, these are the things that I think got Risa distracted. One is she was very, very desperate for a spouse at the time she met this guy. Her car broke down. He showed up. He looked very, very cute. He paid for the meal on the first day. They went to Cheesecake Factory. Everything was good. Then, even though she said she's not someone that, you know, has sex on, you know, until certain timeline, but within 3 months you were pregnant, so that tells me she had unprotected sex with this guy within less than 3 months of living with him. She did not record any red flags at the time. They went house hunting, not once, not twice. How is it possible that a man that has not married you wants to buy a house with you and you're comfortable with it? Because at the time they were looking for the first house, they were not married then. It doesn't bother you that, okay, it's weird to me how people live in a dream. She had an expensive dream she could not afford. And then this man, Legion, he came. Oh, I'm going to buy you a car. I'm going to buy you a house. We're going to move in together. The relationship was going pretty fast. Sometimes that happens. But what bothered me was the fact that this man was going to put you in a house you clearly stated you could not afford to pay the mortgage and you were comfortable with it. The question is, if that man lost his job, how are you going to pay for the mortgage? If that man died shortly after he put you in that house, let's assume he did not lie. Let's assume all of those things he said he was going to do, he actually did. How are you going to pay for the mortgage of that house if you cannot afford it? So there's a part of it where the guy is a liar. But then there's a part that the woman, Risa herself, was also was trying to be a gold digger. Because the truth is, if he had come as it truly was, let me just let you know now, the husband, his name is Legion, he was homeless. If he had come as a homeless person, but he was clean, like, okay, he was living on someone's couch, just came and told the truth. I'm living on somebody's couch. I'm trying to get my stuff together. I'm trying to get myself together. I'm trying to get back on track. Do you think Risa would have been interested in him? The answer is no. So it's just like you're trying to dig the gold of someone that decided to scam you. And it's not even really a scam per se. He was paying the utility bills, but clearly he was using her for free accommodation. So Risa got upset that she got used. In the process, she got pregnant and lost the baby. Imagine what would have become of the baby's life if the baby had been here. Because within 1 year of marriage, they were divorced. Risa was excited to live in a house she could not afford. She was excited to drive a car she could not afford. And when he did not come through with it, she got upset. She got upset. I was waiting in the story, I was waiting for the part where he made her go borrow money and now she's in debt. He didn't do that. I was waiting for the part where she would say, oh, I sold my investment. Nothing like that happened. I was waiting for the part where she would say, oh, he had me move into another apartment that we could not afford and he had me paying for the apartment. That was not what happened. I was waiting for the part where she would say he got someone else pregnant while he was living with her. That was not the case. I was also waiting for the punchline of a part where she would say he was seeing other men, or maybe he had a whole family that she never even knew about. That was not the case. Legion was just a homeless man that needed a roof over his head, and yes, he brilliantly used a lot of women for free accommodation. Had he told them that he needed that accommodation, they would not have listened to him. They would never have given him a chance, even though they all said he was a good-looking man. How is it possible that she, by herself, built a dream she could not afford, then gets mad at the man that took advantage of her? And now, yes, she's the victim, the whole internet is on her side, everybody's like, you know, making her trend. The truth is, in 30 days from now, her story will not be popular. Not unless Shonda Rhimes picks up her story and decides to write a Netflix original about it. The story is as good as gone in exactly 90 days from now. People are going to move on to other stories. People like trends. Everybody likes trend, to be on a trend and just, you know, get popular with it. But the truth is, this is her life story. She decides to tell it for free on TikTok. Yes, a number of people have come together to say they're going to buy her flight to London. They're going to give her, well, they might give her a BMW. They also... Hilton wants to accommodate her when she gets to London. But what happens when she gets back to reality? What happens? She still needs to heal emotionally. She still needs to heal because she puts herself in this situation. It's sad, but it's the truth. Risa put herself in this situation. The man is a pathological liar, obviously. But she made it easy. She made it seem like he was her whole world. And that brings me to the question. Where was Risa's friends? When all of this were happening, where were her friends? Where were her family? Where was everybody? This is me psychoanalyzing this whole thing because I think Risa was so into that relationship that if any friend was trying to call her attention to the absurdness of her situation, she would not have believed the friend. In fact, she would have gone to say the friend is a hater, the friend is judging her relationship, it's me and my man, the friend is not happy for her. Meanwhile, when you are lost in a relationship like that, people around you are quick to put the dots together and know that something is not right. The relationship was less than 2 months old, you were living together. Less than 3 months old, you were pregnant. Less than 6 months old, you were married. And at this point, you were believing. And the reason why all of this was happening was because he was promising to give her her dream. And like I said before, if he had given her the dream that she wanted, which was the house, the BMW, this lady was imagining, you know, fixing up a house, because she was telling him, I don't want my baby to be born in a rented house. I want us to have moved into the house before the baby is born. Meanwhile, she doesn't qualify for a loan in her own name, right? So now, if he had given her the house, given her a trip to London, given her the car, do you think she would have been online complaining or she would have been online to share her story to save other women. You know what? Just like other women that marry scammers and people that deal in bad businesses, the same way those women don't care, Risa would not have cared about the fact that he lied about his identity. She would not have cared about the fact that he lied about his family. He lied about why he got a divorce the first time. He lied about this. She would not have cared about the lies had she gotten the dream that he promised her. At least the dream he promised was going to help her fulfill. So yes, my take is that the whole reason why Tisa is sad is because she's upset. She's angry because the dream she built for herself as a child, Lijon promised to fulfill this dream for her and he failed. That's why she's upset. She's not really upset about the fact that he told those lies. She's upset that he's broke. She's not upset about the fact that he was making fake phone calls. If he was rich and making fake phone calls, she wouldn't care. If he was rich and she was in London and spending his money and, you know, his social security number was a lie, she wouldn't care. So now, where were Risa's friends where all this were happening? I've honestly met a lot of women that would say, me and my husband, my this, my boyfriend, my this, my that, my that. And when their friends are pointing out to them that there's something wrong with your relationship, I'm that kind of friend. Because I have strong discernment. When you're telling me a story, I'm reading in between the lines. I'm psychoanalyzing your story. Because we don't want to hear stories like this where women get used and dumped. It hurts. It's upsetting. We don't want to hear it. So before you find yourself in a situation whereby you're pregnant for someone like that, your friends wants to come to your aid. So again, where were Tisa's friends? Because she lost the discernment, the natural discernment she had as a woman. She lost it. She was excited about this guy, this good looking 6 feet guy. She was excited. He's about to give me my dream house. She herself was trying to dig gold from this guy, but in turn she got played. Let us call a spade a spade. Both of them played each other. Tisa and Lijon played each other. Unfortunately, Lijon won. This round, he won it. The other round with the other women, he won it. Because where again were these women's friends? Where were their family members? That you will bring a guy, a homeless guy, you don't know that he's homeless, into your house. Like, women are so quick to move into a man's house, or they're so quick to bring a man to live with them. Why can't you just have a relationship long enough before you start moving in with each other? What is the desperation to move in with these guys in less than 2 months? Are you not afraid he might not be what he seemed like? Are you not even afraid for your life? And in some cases, these women are single moms. They're exposing their kids to different types of men. The fact that the guy dresses nice does not mean he's a decent man. And it's the people that got caught that have criminal background. What about people that are equally bad, but they just never got caught? What are you going to say about those people? They are roaming the streets. They just haven't gotten caught yet. Why are we moving in with men? Why? There's nothing they can give you in your house that they cannot give you outside of your house. Didn't she ever go to his place of work? So everybody's asking the question, where was Lijon getting the money to pay the utilities and pay the phone bills and what have you? Apparently, it must have been getting it from unemployment. Lijon also had a criminal background. She did not even know. Sometimes it is hard to find out all this information about men. That is where you go with your discernment. You put your head in the right place. You don't get carried away by their looks or the fact that they have money. You don't get carried away. It's really sad what has happened to her. But it's not major. It's not that much of a big deal. All the guy did was use his brain and lied to her for free accommodation. She's lucky she didn't even go to jail because of something he did. She's lucky that she's not in really high debt because of what he did. She's lucky that her life is not in danger because of what he has done. I've seen the guy's video. The guy has responded. I've seen his videos. Her life is not in danger. And that I'm thankful for. That it's not worse than it is. Ladies, it's not all the time your friends are hating on you. Whether you're in a marriage or you're in a relationship, when your friends are telling you something is wrong, give it a thought. When your friends are telling you that you need to slow down, don't always think they are hating or they want your man. It's not always the case. And if they want your man and they're telling you to slow down and for some reason they end up with your man, that means that man was not yours to begin with. You're just a bridge that connects them together. Any man that gets taken is not your man. Let us stop with the desperation to be loved. Let us stop with trying to get someone else fulfill our dreams for us. It's our dream. We should be the one fulfilling it ourselves. Luckily, the good thing that's come out of Risa's story is now she gets an all-expense-paid trip to London. She gets free accommodation. She gets free flight. That I'm happy for. Many people have told their stories, but they didn't get this much publicity. But in my opinion, it's not exactly good publicity. Because at some point, even if they did write a movie about her story, at some point, everybody's life will go back to normal. The story will become old, just like all others. And then what happens then? She'll be back, depressed, sad, lonely. Because at this point, I don't think any man is trying to date a woman that's on the internet talking about how she fell for this guy. She tried to paint him as a monster. He's a pathological liar, but he's not a monster. It did not hurt her physically. It was just emotionally draining to be with someone that constantly lies and makes you question your sanity. That is a problem on its own. I'm glad she's okay, but I think she needs friends. She needs good friends. She needs to get closer to her family. The relationship was going bad, and instead of getting a licensed family counselor or therapist, she decided for them to do their post-marital counseling with a pastor. Get a professional to talk to you. They were reading between the lines. They would have known that guy was lying. And maybe she's not the kind of person that listens when people are telling her that there's something wrong with your relationship. Maybe she's one of those that don't listen. Because I have friends that don't listen. I've met, well, in my past. They don't listen. You tell them, this thing you're about to do looks weird. They don't listen. Oh, you're hating on my relationship. You're jealous. Well, there's nothing you have that I want. I'm trying to help you. I'm the friend that will try to help you. And I'm sure there's many of us out there like that. But they'll call us. They'll say we're acting like saviors. They will say we're acting like we too know. We are judgmental. We are this, we are that. Well, because what if you have lost your sense of reasoning because of a relationship? We haven't. So we are here to let you know that there's something wrong when God is protecting you and has put you in the midst of certain people to protect you and guide you, give them a chance. Okay? Not everybody is hating on you. Not everybody wants what you have. Some people's job is just to protect you. Allow them. Okay? So if you want to hear more of the Tisa Risa story, it's on TikTok. I don't have time to break it down bit by bit, but thank you so much for listening. And I apologize, I skipped the introduction. This story was just a lot. It was a lot of questions that I had, but thank you for listening and have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of The Rebecca's Thoughts. Your time and attention mean the world to us. If you enjoy the content, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share with friends. Stay tuned for more engaging discussions and valuable insights in the episodes to come. Until next time, take care and keep exploring the fascinating world we delve into on The Rebecca's Thoughts.